And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, it's been a while since I've delivered this particular message. It's going to need everyone's patience, primarily because God instructs us to be patient with each other. If you're not patient with me, it could displease God. So in essence, please be patient with me. Ha, that's a really great way to protect myself. We're going to discuss the concept of Back to the Future. While many are familiar with this as an entertaining movie, and it was, from our past, we all need to understand that we too have to navigate through our past, present, and future. Next, the first thing we're going to examine is the initial command from the Lord in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. It's a very significant section with very specific application. There are aspects of our lives that we absolutely need to remember and keep at the forefront of our thoughts. However, there are other things that we absolutely need to forget, especially those that pull us away from the Lord. And finally, we need to focus our attention on what lies ahead and walk in the path the Lord has given us. When the children of Israel came across the Red Sea, they had no way forward except through a miracle. So let me say that again. When the children of Israel came across the Red Sea, they had no way forward except through a miracle. So God provided a miracle and split the sea in half. That's what he does for his people. And that's what he'll do for you and for me.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. We're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like eating barbecue anything. Anything. Like that?
That's the best one.
It's like, yes. Is it barbecue? Sure, I'll have it.
Now I want some barbecue.
Now, I know. It's like so bad. We do this during the show and then you're sitting there thinking, what time is it? Okay, that's what happens. All right, bottom line. Here it is. We'll make it simple, make it easy. Maybe you've got a praise report. Awesome. Share it. Want to know why? It will bless people that will hear it. Plus, when you share a praise report, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but you know who the other person is who hears it? Is yourself. And it reinforces the great things that God has done, is doing, and will yet do in your life. That's the power of praise. That's the power of a praise report. Blessing others and blessing yourself. addition, and giving honor to God, obviously. So addition to that, if you've got a prayer request, you're like, I need help. This is the thing. I don't know how to get through it. It's been tough. Or this is the thing. I'm just so close. I just need a little bit more to get pushed over. Or this is the thing, and I have no idea. And I just need help. Any of that is good. We'll take our faith, combine it with yours, bring it before the Lord. Petition, seek, ask, help. Nobody can help you like the Lord can help you. And for all those people that are like, well, what are you going to do? Pray about it? Yes, since prayer stops the universe, raises the dead, helps the blind see, the deaf speak, the lame walk, helps things go from two fish and five loaves to feeding 5,000 men, not including women and children. So yes, the answer is prayer. And for every person, especially politicians, that go, what, are you going to just pray about it? I'm sorry, are you telling Jesus that he's wrong? I'd like to put that on your political statement and see what they say. Anyhow, that's all available for us, so we can do that. Anything else the Lord's put on your heart, something that's moving, something the Lord's encouraging you in, all good. Here's your also Bible trivia question you can answer with a donkey's jawbone. How many Philistines did Samson kill? Was it 300 men, 1,000 men, or 400 men? Your answer is in Judges chapter 15, verse 15. That's Judges 15, 15. With a donkey's jawbone, how many Philistines did Samson kill? Was it 300 men, 1,000 men, or 400 men? If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. The number to call, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, because I haven't done it live for a while, we're going to do our DNA. D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Now, I don't know what you did over the time for Christmas, and I hope you had a really good time. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I hope everything is fantastic. But regardless to any and all of that, we need to be spending time every day with the Lord. And I don't care how much time. The habit should be that we're doing it every day. And distinctive time, which means time separated. Time in prayer, time in the Word.
Well, Dave, are you trying to say I should spend that time with the Lord?
Do you want to keep breathing? I'm just asking. Is that a good way to say that? That's a good way to say that. Do you like breathing? Oh, that's a gift from God. Maybe you should recognize that. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. If you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I return in glory with the Father. It's like, don't do that. Do not be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Even if you're still growing in it or still trying to figure it out, which most people are. He is the Lord. And his words are way, way above you and I. For a continual lifetime of study. For 100 years of study. And he's still smarter. So remember that. You might not understand everything. But then again, you are supposed to trust him in everything, right? So draw closer to the Lord daily, D, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A of our DNA, always be ready.
To serve.
Always be ready. In fact, Luke chapter 12, it says, be ready to serve. That's what it says in Luke chapter 12. Always be ready to serve. Always, always. How often? Always. What does that mean? It means that if you're so, so focused on you, you're so, so not focused on being a vessel of God's grace and mercy to whoever. And how is it that you're going to serve? I don't know. God has not told me all the ways he tells people to serve. But one thing's for sure. If you are his, he wants you to be there for his glory, to help, and to bless. So be ready. That's the DNA. Okay? All right, got that. Back to the trivia question, then we'll get into the teaching. So much to cover, right? But it's fun. All right, right? Then after this, in the next segment, we'll do Jake's Take. We got to do that as well. We'll laugh and cry about that at the same time with a donkey's jawbone. With a donkey's jawbone. How many Philistines did Samson kill? Was it 300 men, 1,000 men, or 400 men? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. By the way, Judges 1515 is the reference point. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Okay, now, I want to talk to you about something. We've got a new year that's coming up. So for most people, Christmas is done. Okay, I'm just saying, for the majority of people, okay? And again, whether you celebrate or not, relax. And whether you celebrate the new year or not, relax. It's still coming up. You're still going to have to change dates when you do 2024 instead of 2023. So you might as well get ready for that. That's going to happen one way or another. All right? As we talk about that, we need to be aware of a few things. There is something that the Lord doth desire of you and I, and that is actually two very important elements. Certain things that we are supposed to forget, and certain things that we are supposed to remember. That is the truth. I want you to understand something. There is a massively cool understanding of time in the scripture. Human beings are linear beings. I'm going to try and say it right. Please don't get offended, or please don't think this is trying to be, you know, scientific-y or anything like that. A linear being has a point of beginning and a point of ending. We understand that as the point of birth and the point of death. We are linear. It is on a line. God is not a non-linear being, but an interlinear being, which means that he exists in all time frames simultaneously. Time takes a back seat to God, as he is the master of time, and from everything we can understand from Scripture, created time for the sake of mankind, which is its own mind blower. Good luck if you think you really understand that. No, you don't. Neither do I. It's very difficult for mortal beings to take on the understanding of immortal beings. And there again is another element to time, mortal and immortal. What I want you and I to grasp is that there are things that happen in our lives that the Lord wants us to use with our hands and go like this. Wipe them off our hands and move away. And some of those things, they are draining to us. And Satan knows it and brings them back into the memory process. You're saying, well, you tell me that Satan brings up a memory from something in the past? Are you going to tell me he's never done that to you? Because you'd be lying. And I'm pretty sure it says, thou shalt not bear false witness, but we'll leave that there. The enemy wants you to remember things that drain you, and he wants you to forget things that help you. God wants you to remember things that help you and let go of the things that drain you. Some of us carry around bad memories like a garbage bag, right? Put a lot of garbage in there. Tie it up in a nice little bag, put it on your back, and take it wherever you go. That's what it's like to carry around memories that drain you. While the Lord is like, cast that off you. Get rid of that. Stop thinking about that. Stop going over that again and again. And if you find yourself abnormally going over it again and again, you're in spiritual warfare. You're not just in a psychological breakdown. You're being attacked. And you need to be aware that the enemy does not like you. So what we're going to do is we're going to launch into this, and I want you to understand how important this is. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to talk about things that need to be forgotten. Because many who listen to this show and many that I've encountered in my short 45 years of Christianity, which is thousands and thousands of people, struggle with things from the past that seem to continually haunt. It's funny because that doesn't come from God. All right, on the trivia question, we asked this question with a donkey's jawbone. How many Philistines did Samson kill? Was it 300 men, 1,000 men, or 400 men? And the answer, judges, 15-15 is 1,000 men. 1,000 men were killed by Samson with a donkey's jawbone, which is pretty humiliating by itself, so we'll just leave that there and move it forward. We'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Well, since we're being honest, so last week I was diagnosed with cancer, and that has been the biggest red flag. We actually thought, and I know God heals. I believe God heals. We actually thought I was going to begin surgery tomorrow, and I would have been out for about a month, which means everyone would have to do the conference without me, and that was going to be a big deal. We're keeping our faith. We're keeping our head up. We're going to keep working hard. Praise God that my surgery was delayed to after conference, and so really this conference will actually be the last time I get to speak for probably a good 2 or 3 months because of the surgery. I won't be able to speak. And even if you hear me now, I'm speaking kind of not as strong as normal. But I'm kind of excited this weekend, this conference is going to be my chance to say everything I need to say about Jesus and his love for people. And hopefully, hopefully God can use my story as an example that no matter what you go through, you still have a calling. You still have mm-hmm. a purpose. You don't let trials stop you mm-hmm. From doing what God has called you to do. So yeah. I'm thankful I get to be here for the conference, but that's definitely, been some challenges to get ready for it, but it's going to be amazing.
All right. So there's a great thing that comes out of this from a scriptural point of view that I know you know, but sometimes hearing it from a third party is always a helpful element. And that is the Apostle Paul was specific in saying that my speech might not be that great, but don't misunderstand the representation and the power of the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit that operates through me.
Yeah.
And so, you can just sit there and say, there's a connection there mm-hmm. between what he went through, because they were making fun of the way he talked right up until he came. And then that changed in a hurry. Right. And so the idea is to understand that. And then also, a mark of maybe dancing, but a mark of notice would be that you're doing this conference and there's a great deal of warfare that's coming mm-hmm. against you. And
Absolutely.
It's like, that's just got to tell you, well, the enemy doesn't move in warfare if there's no purpose to move in warfare.
That's right.
I always tell people, Christians, when they go, oh, well, the enemy doesn't care about me. Well, because I never hear him, or I never, it's like, that's a problem. That's not a plus. That's a negative.
Yes. It's like, that means you are no threat to any kingdom mm-hmm. anywhere, and that is not good.
Let's pray. Can I pray for you?
Yes,
real
please.
Quick? Let's do
yes,
it. So, Father, we come before you right now. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch Jason in this surgery process. We know that you can heal. We know that you mend. We know that you help people recover. But you also help people accomplish the tasks assigned to them. And what we pray for is a peace for him and his family. And we pray for a strength, an energy, almost talked about in Colossians, where you give the people the energy to accomplish. And we pray for that energy to work through him, through you, so he can finish the task that was set before him and recognize everything he's doing here has kingdom and eternal value, and nothing should take away from that. We pray that in Jesus' name.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Whether you're in San Diego, Dallas, Detroit, anywhere thereabouts, we hope that you're enjoying the show and that the Lord will bless you through the process. We're going to open this up with a trivia question on this segment, plus do Jake's take. And then we'll get into the teaching, which I think is a challenging and fascinating teaching, but you still have to be patient with me. Here is your trivia question. What was the symptom of Peter's mother-in-law's illness? What was her symptom? Was she vomiting? Was she just having body pains? Or did she have a fever? Peter's mother-in-law, she was sick. We're looking at Matthew 8, 14. Yes, it's mother-in-law in the Greek. Sorry, can't help you. Was the mother-in-law vomiting? Was she having body pains? Or was it a fever? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us by calling 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So, what were the symptoms of Peter's mother-in-law, her illness? Was it vomiting, pains, or a fever? Interesting. In the meantime, we're going to do, right now, Jake's Take. All right, Jacob, my friend, it is yours to tell all that is before us. Tell us what happened and what will happen.
Well, starting with the Cowboys, they suffered a tough loss Sunday against the Miami Dolphins and are now second in their division. So it's not looking good for them to win their division. The Eagles are now in first. And Detroit, your team, Detroit Lions, they beat the Minnesota Vikings, and they have now won their division. So you will officially see your Detroit Lions in the postseason.
It's amazing. First time in 29 years. When I think about, why don't you think about 29 years ago, what were you doing? Because that's the last time this happened.
I wasn't even born yet.
There you go. See?
There
see?
You go. You're
just like a twinkle in the family's processes.
Yep. And with the Cowboys being second and behind the Eagles, the Cowboys are playing the Lions this weekend. So
A special game, though. It's not normal. It's not a Sunday game, is it? It's a Saturday game,
right,
isn't it?
Right. Yep. Towards the end of the season, they start doing Saturday and Sunday games. So they'll be playing this weekend, and the Lions have a chance to stop the Cowboys from winning the division. So big game for both teams.
Big game.
The Lions, they're still not out of it for being the number one seed.
Yeah, San Francisco lost, right?
Right.
So that was a big deal. So because of that, they could be number one seed and then get a bye.
Right. They're only a game behind, I believe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I didn't say anything. I'm for both teams, but come on. I mean, it's Detroit.
I've seen the Lions in the playoffs. I don't think I've ever seen them be the number one seed.
I would be amazed. We'll just leave it alone. Every time I see them play or hear about them playing, I just keep thinking, not Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. That's all I ever do. Just go around going, not Thanksgiving.
Just talking to the TV.
Yeah,
it's December. It's not November. Yeah, it's December.
No turkey. Anyway, just to let everybody know. All right, so in the meantime, so the Eagles stepped up in front of the Cowboys. I'm going to blame, ready? The Cowboys. All right, here we go. Here's your trivia question. The trivia question was, what was the symptoms of Peter's mother-in-law's illness? Was it vomiting? Was it pains in her body? Or was it a fever? Al wants to know if she had COVID. Interesting question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Nice job on Jake's take again, Jacob. Very, very good. Getting into the text, let's do it. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Yeah. Seems pretty straightforward. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Do you ever think of a great idea in your past, but you didn't act on it, and then time goes by, and then somebody else does it, and you were successful, or it was successful, and you would have thought, if I only did that, I'd have been successful too. I've actually had that happen to me. I know. You think I'm crazy. No, not really. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, driving down Bell Road, and I remember saying, you know, it'd be great if there was a movie theater in this whole section right here, because there's nothing here. 6 years later, there was a movie theater with 18 theaters. Does unbelievable business. Not that I could have put it up there. I just thought that's a good place for it. What do you say to yourself? Boy, if only I had $1 billion, then I could have built it. Okay, that's a problem. Let me explain to you why. You can't do anything about the past. Businesses, relationships themselves, churches, whatever. You can't change what happened. You can't undo it, right? Philippians 3:13, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. There comes a point where you got to let things go. If you walk around going, if only this would have happened, you're still living in the past. I'm just telling you right now, if you said, well, if only this person did this, then this would have happened, this would have happened, this, if only God had done this, if only God didn't let that person do this, if only, just means you're living in the past, looking at it with bitterness. That's what it means. You can be like, that's pop psychology. Well, actually, that's Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Which says, forget what's behind. Now, when it says forget what's behind, that doesn't mean the things of God or the things that God has done. This is talking about the bad things. You got to forget those things. You got to forget the things that happen that drain you and that suck the life out of you, because they'll keep draining you and sucking the life out of you as long as you give them life and breathe into them by considering them over and over and over again. Let's just talk about the reality in this process. It's very difficult to walk forward by looking backwards. 10 Mile in Greenfield, I'm riding my collegiate, we used to call it a collegiate because it was a cheap bike, 5-speed yellow bike, and I'm moving from one point of the crosswalk to the other, and what do? I turn my head to look backwards to see where everybody else is on their bikes, and my tire hits the curb, which is about 2 inches higher than the normal curbs I'm used to, and I go flying over the handlebars, do a flip, and land on my back on the sidewalk because I wasn't looking forward, I was looking backwards. Hey, that's not brilliant. Okay. It's a really nice way for me to say that, right? The enemy likes to use our past pain to keep us on the sidelines. The past has a lot of pain in it, okay? Dwelling there is not going to put you on the same plane as Albert Einstein. Do you understand that? It's dangerous to dwell in the pain of the past. It takes your faith out. It takes you out. It depletes you of energy. It discourages you. It speaks darkness. It puts a cover over faith. It puts a destruction over hope. So here's the answer. No. Watch, I'm taking a piece of paper. Jacob can verify this. I'm rolling it up, right? No, 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 no. Bad dog. Don't do that. Don't sit there and dwell in the past pain and let it deplete you of existence.
And now if your ears are hurting, he just hit the mic about three times.
You see, you can't do that. Why? Because it's a bad idea, right? There are things to hold on to and things to let go of. The things that cause you pain and that drain you should not have a monument built to them in some corner of your mind. They need to be torn down, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Some things, folks, let go of. I don't know how to let go of it. Yeah, here's an idea. I know, this is stupid. Write it on a piece of paper. Say, here it is, God. Write what it is on a piece of paper. Put in Jesus' name, it's all yours. Crumple it up and throw it out and don't pick it up again. That's a way to start. Symbolic place for you to put faith. Try that. You got to start somewhere. Some things you got to let go of. Some things let go of. Don't hold on to them, okay? All right, our trivia question is, what were the symptoms of Peter's mother-in-law's illness? Was she sick from vomiting? Did she have body pains? Or was it a fever? And has to do with WKRP and Johnny Fever, because she had a fever. That is the answer. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. After that, we're going to send you up to the website. We got much more to do on the teaching, but let's do this. Ooh, this is a tough one. Tough one. Here we go. Here's your trivia question. When the flood occurred, how old was Noah? Was he 300 years old, 500 years old, or 600 years old? Genesis chapter 7, verse 6. Wow. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. How old was Noah when the floods came? In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website, as we often do and have been doing a much better job of. We want to let you know on the website there's blah, 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 and also a place to donate. We don't want you to forget that. Our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give and will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org!
We're going to ask Jennifer at some point, what is that? What is the purpose of that? I got to figure it out. Like, what is that? What are you trying to tell everybody? I'm not following that. That's one of those where she's got so many awesome sounds and does such a great job. And it's like, what is that one? It's like, I mean, how is that not some kind of farm animal? All right. Our trivia question. When the flood occurred, how old was Noah? Was he 300 years old, 500 years old, or 600 years old? Genesis chapter 7, verse 6. That, my friends, is the reference point. We do have somebody that is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, you talking to Ronnie?
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to hear your voice. How was your Christmas?
I stayed at the house.
Okay. Well, you know what? After we saw people on my day after Christmas, that's what we did. We just stayed at the house. Sometimes that's the best.
Now, actually, I went over to my youngest sister's house Christmas Eve. We ate the family. Got to see five of my grandkids. And
nice. Nice.
My brother, who had moved to South Carolina, who's back now.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. You got it going on Christmas Eve then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Here we go, bro. I'll set it up for you. You hit it out. Here we go. I know you do. I'm going to set it up, and I'm still going to let you hit it out. Just like a T-ball, when we played T-ball, it's going to be right up there for you. When the flood occurred, how old was Noah? Was he 300, 500, or 600 years old?
He was 600.
That is correct, Amunosir! He was 600 years old. Everybody complaining about God giving him something to do. If you're 600 and God's like, you build an ark, you sit in the ark for a while, and then you're going to get out and you're going to kind of repopulate the earth, that'd be a chore. I just want to say. All right, my brother. How are you doing in general?
In general, I'm doing okay. I'm pretty good. I just on the last 4 weeks, I was working a lot of hours. Now I had to call on the Lord to give me some strength.
All right, I'm going to pray for strength for you, okay?
Okay. Well, actually, I'm good with the strength now. That was last week and the week before. And he already strengthened me from that year. Actually, he already strengthened me. Just pray that I be more committed and that I be able to witness to people.
All right, let's do it. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to bless you. How about that, too? There's nothing bad about that. Let's pray. Bring it before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you for our brother and we ask you, Lord God, we just ask you, he wants to be closer, wants to do a better job in certain things. Lord, help him. He's not going to be able to do it by himself. He can make the decision, but you have to give him not just the tools, just the encouragement overall. And we ask you to encourage him, to put it before him, and Lord, to bless him. And I pray that he would find a blessing that comes from your hand. In the next day or so, he would go, man, that's a blessing from God, and just give you the praise and the glory for it, and he would just know it, and you'd pour it into his heart and mind and confirm it to him. We ask this in the name and authority and the grace and the mercy that comes from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hey, can I give you a praise report?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I called my mom Christmas Day. And she sounds like a young person. And we talked a while, and then she was telling me she had just finished the Bible, and then she had just started back in Genesis.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's in good health, and she's 98.
Amazing, man. I mean, that's just amazing. So it's like a revival, and she just, you know, it's amazing that she sounds young. Why? Because she had a little bit of a revival in the Lord. Yes, that's exactly right. That's
and what's amazing is she reads it through every year, plus other books that she goes through.
Ah, man, that's just so cool. That is cool, man. What a great example. Good job. That's great praise.
Now, listen to this, and I'm going to let you go. It shamed me because, like, I actually read through mine during the year, but right now I'm stuck on Psalms.
Hey, at least you're not stuck in Leviticus. That's good.
I'm in a good book.
Yeah. No question about it. Just gonna have to push yourself.
She's already finished hers. Starting to get Genesis.
You know what
the new year started.
I tell people. I said, 10 minutes less sleep every day. That's what you're gonna have to do. Ten minutes
less. I'll read 2-3 chapters a day. Maybe I need to read 5.
Yeah. Brother, I will pray for you until you call me back and say, I have pushed through.
Okay. You know what? I'm probably not going to push through until the next year.
All right. Well, I want you to do your best. Spend as much. That's funny.
next year, I'm going to make sure I finish it up early.
Yeah. Get on it. Don't delay. Today is the day.
I listen to you all the time.
That's right.
The reason why I do a lot of calling and texting. Because I'm always at work, because I was working like 12 and a half hours a day, 6 days a week.
That's a lot of hours. You're like Noel. She works a bazillion hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's our peak season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my normal is like Tuesday through Friday, 11 and a half. That's my normal.
Wow. Amazing.
And then 8 on Saturday.
Well, bless you, brother, and the Lord give you the strength and the wisdom, and I pray that 2024 is outstanding for you from start to finish.
Okay, and then I'm going to say this. I got you.
All right,
okay?
Brother.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Friday.
All right. God bless, bro.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Thank you, bro.
I just wanted to let you know and ease your mind.
Okay.
All right?
All right, brother.
Hey, I love you, bro.
Love you, too. God bless. That's you. All right. Awesome. I love talking to people. I don't know what it is. I just enjoy people. All right. Let me get into this teaching. Then after the teaching, we're either going to do history or the jokes. There's a bazillion jokes. We'll probably have to do history. But here's this next thing. Now, listen. I want to tell you this. This is really important. I want you to listen to this. I want you to stop being distracted for 5 minutes. You can give me 5 minutes. It won't be the end of the world. Okay? Listen to this passage and listen to what we're not catching on, what we need to catch on to. So this is what I'm trying to communicate in a certain way, all right? The rest of that verse in Isaiah 43:18 says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Verse 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Here's the thing. Not only does the Lord not want you to just dwell in the past, especially the things that are draining your life, you have to understand something about God that is important for you. God is not dull. God is not boring. God is fresher than any fresh market could ever be. Because here is the Lord in Revelation 21:5, he says, I make all things new. Not I have made, not I will make, but I make. Perfect present tense. And it says, he who was seated on the throne said, I make everything new. God is into the newness, the freshness, the revitalization. It's not just a new year. It's a new life, a new heart, a new mind. When you become born again, you get an entirely new life. You're thinking, well, how do you know that it's like new? Because Lamentations 3:22, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Every morning it's new. Stop. Stop living in the old. Stop living in the if only. Start living in the next time. Look with the Lord to what's around the corner. You don't know what's around the corner, but you can know him who is around the corner and therefore not be afraid of what's around the corner. Because of his love for us, his mercies are new every morning. How about this? Psalm 30, verse 5. How do you not love this? For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. It's new in him. And some of us are just, it's like a rut. Your Christian faith's like a rut. Well, guess whose fault that is? And number one, it ain't God's. So it's like, listen, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new. The new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. You're new. It may be time for self-examination, but for you to say, I got to get rid of this old stuffy stuff. I got to get rid of the dust. I got to get rid of the dirt. I get rid of the old stuff. Take a shower in the spirit. You got to change this. But that's what the Lord loves to do. New. New. Why? Because he's the God of fresh, of life, of new. How much so? We're going to a new heavens and a new earth. I don't think it gets any more clear than that. We'll put on a new body. We'll have a new understanding. We'll have a new relationship, an in-depth relationship with the Lord. New, 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 new. It's not just a word they use to sell stuff. It's a truth in God. New. Hey, you know what God's tired of you doing? Living in old. Live in the new, in him. Think about what he wants to do. Think about the new things he wants to bring into your life. Or are you just expecting the same old thing? Well, guess what? According to your faith, so be it. Well, no, Dave, that's only for positive things. No? Let me check with it. Nope, doesn't say that. It just says, according to your faith, so be it. Wow. How about expecting with high anticipation, new freshness? That's what we all need. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So you know what David did? He asked God again. And how did God answer? He answered him. God didn't go, oh, you asked me twice. Strike you with lightning. Strike you with lightning. It's like, that's not how this works. So the scripture says in 1 Samuel 23:4, go check out your Bible. Once again, David inquired of the Lord and the Lord answered him. It's like, go, 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 go do your thing. Go, 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 go. It's okay to inquire more than once, even if there's an answer that you've got, because sometimes we look for reassurance and clarity and for comfort and from eliminating hearing mistakes. We're not trying to irritate God. We're not trying to fight against his will. We're not trying to be disobedient. The Lord knows that. See, I think what happens is we'll do something, it'll be sincere action, then somebody else may hear about it, or you mention somebody, and the way they interpret it is different than the way God interprets it. When I come before the Lord, and he says, go do this, and I come before the Lord again and do one of those, are you sure? You know, kind of thing. That's not me trying to be bad. And this is the same kind of thing that happens when you get into the people that one group in Christianity is like, you know, you can't ask for signs at all, because it shows that you either have no faith or you don't believe Jesus is Messiah. Well, first of all, that's not true, because God gave signs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So that's just silly. The other part of that is people asking for signs like Gideon were just like going, okay, I'm just trying not to mess this up, right? What Jesus rebuked was the people asking for a sign to prove he was the Messiah. That's substantially different than asking God, I just need to know I'm not doing this dumb. Right? I mean, and that's why what we do is we kind of pour into these rules and these reasonings, and it's like, you know what? Don't do that. Come before the Lord. Be yourself. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to posture before God. He already knows. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I'm not going to look up right now. Now, if you really feel that way, that's fair. But don't do that because you're trying to impress God, because he knows you're trying to impress him. So then don't do that. Just tell him what's going on. Share your heart. Share your feelings. One of the things that I see about prayer, and this is a true statement. Some people say, well, people pray to get things changed. It's maybe better to say that we pray so that God changes us. That might be more accurate, so that we get into a surrender or a yielded position. It's not that you can't have faith, not that you can't pray, but what I'm talking about is coming and yielding and going, I'm just trying to get the clarity. I want to know what I'm doing is what you want to do. I think it's a very important element for people who are seeking wisdom
just to be as earnest and honest as possible. If the Lord grants you a sign, the bigger problem about that is most of the time, like for Israel, they didn't believe it anyway.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most. I never need to
look. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here is your final trivia question. Not too much rust and dust today. I think we just kind of went into it and had a pretty good time. This is a tricky question, but not we will play the horn question. It's just a tricky question. How many total children did Job have? Total children did Job have? 7, 20, or 10? Your answer is Job 1, chapter 1, verse 2, and Job 42, verse 13. How many total children did Job have? 7, 20, or 10? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So how many total children did Job have? So remember, you've got Job chapter 1, verse 2, but another reference point is Job 42, verse 13. How many total children? 7, 20, or 10? In the meantime, we'll do a very quick history.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
All right, today is National Fruitcake Day. For those that don't know, the fruitcake scenario is there's only one actual fruitcake in the world, and everybody just seems to pass it around from family to family. Okay. Also, make cutout snowflakes day. That sounds great, unless you're in Hawaii, because I don't know how that would really work. 1844 on this day, the first dental use of nitrous oxide in Hartford, Connecticut. That makes sense because they have a lot of pretty liberal laws over there. Radio City Music Hall opened for the first time on this day in 1932. And finally, 1947, Howdy Doody, a children's television program, makes its debut.
It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time.
There you go. And that's for free, too. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was great. It's a great voice. Great singing voice.
Okay, how many total children, listen to my question, did Job have? 7, 20, or 10? So your reference points are Job 1, chapter 1, verse 2, and Job 42, verse 13. Those are your reference points. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. The last part of this message, let me just do this little last part, says this. We said, starting with Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the wilderness. Ta-da! That's so good. I am making a way in the wilderness. So probably the best part of this message is understanding God doing new things. It says we go through our journey. One thing he's promised to do, both now and forever, is to infuse freshness and novelty into everything we undertake. That's because God himself is alive, and in the freshness of his love, we find life. That's cool. But this next part is essential because we need to understand. We need to understand that the Lord has a pathway for us. And in that pathway, he makes a way for us even when there seems to be no way. Most of you know that worship song, he will make a way when there seems to be no way. This is where it comes, part of it where it comes from, and to this connection right here. When the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, they were on a pathway that the Lord had set up for them, but there was no way to go forward except for a miracle from God. Guess what happened?
a miracle from God. The water split.
Oh, it was just low tide.
The entire Egyptian army then drowned in low tide. That's how dumb that is. What God did was he split the waters in such a way that they walked across not on mud, but on dry land. Very specific in the scripture. God makes a way for his people, even if it's going to take a miracle, even if in the pathway that he's making, there's a Red Sea, God will split the sea with his miraculous power. So what we need to understand is that God makes a way. And you're thinking, I don't see it. I don't know how it can happen. Congratulations. Welcome to being a regular born-again Bible-believing Christian who also operates in fear and doubt. Because that's the result of that. What I'm trying to say is that the Lord is, he's got a pathway for you. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. He's got a direction. And even if there's a river in front of it, a body of water, or an ocean, God will split it so that you can get across. Why? Because that's the path he's got for you. The only question is, do you believe him? Do you believe that God has a path for you that's upcoming in this year? And do you believe that if you come across an obstacle, his miraculous power is sufficient to get you down further on the path? Yes or no? Is this the year you believe God can do anything, including make my pathway clear? That's the question. All right, back to the triv. How many total children did Job have, 7, 20, or 10? And the answer is 20, as he had 10 in the beginning of Job, and then 10 more at the end of Job. And that, my friends, 10 plus 10, last time I checked, would be 20. There you go. Who would have thunk it? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows when a broken heart will mend?
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.